60% off. Oh, look at that sweater.
I hate sales.
That would go great with my blue suit.
I went to one once, supposedly a very chic place. I have never seen such behavior. Now, you're going to think I'm making this up, but a woman actually put on my dress and left the store in it.
That's a nice skirt, too.
I had to buy a whole new outfit to go home in. Mm. I vowed never again.
What do you think of that blouse?
Shopping should be therapy. It should be genteel, civilized, calm. It's not what you buy, but how you buy it.
I think it would look better in blue.
Women become ugly when they sense a bargain. Normal, polite people become pushy and aggressive.
Ooh, that sweater would look great on you.
Which one?
That one.
Oh, you're right. Let's get here early tomorrow morning and get the jump on everybody.
Great idea.
Darn it, could you get me another nail?
I already gave you a fistful.
They all bent.
Allie, it's taking you longer to hang this painting than it took the painter to paint it.
Well, there's something wrong with this wall.
A poor workman blames his wall. Try another angle. Allie!
There's something behind this wall. It's a knob.
What kind of a knob?
It's a thing, you know, for a safe, a tumbler.
What's in it? It's locked. That's why they call it a safe.
The tumbler turns. Why would anybody plaster over a safe?
Maybe they didn't know what was in it.
Or got amnesia and forgot the combination. Or if what was in it was so valuable that they wanted to protect it.
Enough guessing. I'm gonna call a locksmith.
Do you know how much they charge?
Let's open it.
Honey, there has to be millions of combinations.
Let's try my school locker combination. Then our birthdays.
Can't we just call a locksmith?
At $75 an hour.
I have a better idea. I'm gonna call a plumber.
To flush it open?
To drill it open. Ted.
Ted has a drill?
Ted has everything. Isn't he beautiful?
And free.
See? Sometimes it pays to go out with a guy who can work with his hands.
Before we open this, and to prevent future friction, are we agreed that whatever we find in this safe, we split 50-50?
Well, if the truth be told, originally it was my apartment.
And your plumber.
Guys.
Okay, if it's over $1 million, we'll split it 50-50. If it's under $1 million, we'll talk.
I accept.
Okay. Ready? It's under $1 million.
No. There's something in here.
What is it?
It's a letter.
And a hanky.
It's got a 2-cent stamp on it.
Oh, this is an old letter.
It's addressed to Miss Lottie Jones, 412 West 72nd Street, New York, New York, from David Dowling at this address. Do you think we should?
Yes!
Yes! This is exciting!
It is?
It's a long-lost letter.
Wow!
The date on it is November 19th, 1929. Dearest Lottie, I went to the Biltmore Hotel today as we arranged. I saw you for the first time in a year, looking so hopeful and beautiful. But I'm sad to say that your mother's plan to end our love has worked.
Oh.
She took you away to Europe to forget me. Even though we have not forgotten each other, something even worse has happened. I'm not the man I was when you went away.
Oh, what happened to him?
I have been wiped out in the stock market crash.
Could be worse.
I did not have the courage to speak to you because I love you too much, and I was afraid I would not be able to say what must be said. I have nothing to offer you, Lottie, and so you will not see me again.
Oh, no, you have love to offer her. You have love.
Forgive me if you can, David. Isn't that romantic?
Boring.
I agree with the kids. Listen, since you're not an heiress anymore, I better go out and make a living. I'll see you Thursday.
Okay. Oh, it's heartbreaking. It's exquisite. That's what living used to be.
Yeah, now you only get to see it on the late show.
The Late Show. Allie, this is the real thing, complete with a 2-cent stamp. There is a woman walking around with a broken heart.
And we have a broken wall.
It's an affair to remember with Cary Grant and Deborah Carr.
I remember that on top of the Empire State Building.
And she never showed up.
But she got hit by a car.
Yeah, she was paralyzed and he never knew it.
No, but then they found each other and realized what happened and Cary picked her up and carried her off into movie land.
Yeah. Oh, this must have been her handkerchief.
You know, I could just put the painting over that hole and nobody would notice.
He never mailed this letter.
She never knew he really loved her. Does Ted do plastering?
Allie, I have a fabulous idea.
Oh, God.
We are going to find Lottie and give her this letter.
Find her after 55 years?
Cary Grant found Deborah Carr, and Rock Hudson found Jane Wyman in The Magnificent Obsession.
Cary, Rock, Deborah, and Jane all had writers telling them what to do.
We've got to find her. We can't stop now.
What are you looking under old romance?
I've got her name and address right here. Let's see.
She's not gonna still be there. She's up in that old unlisted phone book in the sky.
Allie!
I don't believe it.
L. Jones, 412 West 72nd Street.
This is spooky. She's never married.
She never moved.
She's alone.
She's a man. Hello? This is Kate McCardle. We're trying to locate a Lottie Jones. You're her brother, Linus? Can you tell me, is she... Great!
Is she alive?
She's alive.
Is she married?
Is she married? He's dead.
Great!
Write this down. You.
Oh.
Stuyvesant Town, 555-6814. Thank you. She's living in Stuyvesant Town, right here in the city, walking distance from this house.
This is spooky.
Give me the number.
555-6814.
Come on, Lottie Jones Simpson.
Give her time. She's old.
Hello, Mrs. Simpson!
Don't frighten her!
Hello, Mrs. Simpson. Oh, she has the cutest voice, like June Allison or Irene Dunne.
Let me hear.
This is Kate McCardle.
Nah, more like Greer Garson or Dorothy McGuire.
We found a letter, a very old letter addressed to you. It's from David Dowling. David Dowling. David Dowling. She's trying to remember.
Must be painful.
She remembers!
I knew she would!
Yes, Mrs. Simpson, that David Dowling. I live in his old apartment here on Bank Street.
Wait a minute, Kate. Are we doing the right thing? If the shock might be too much for her, she might just...
Too late. She's on her way over here!
Woo-hoo! Did she sound happy?
I couldn't tell.
Boy, I hope we're not opening up old wounds.
Could it hurt for her to know he really loved her? Allie, remember Waterloo Bridge? Vivian Lee thought that Robert Taylor was dead, and his rotten parents wouldn't tell her that he was still alive, and by the time she found out, she'd become a prostitute and couldn't face him? You want us to be like Robert Taylor's parents?
I don't think there are many 70-year-old prostitutes living in Stuyvesant. Oh, boy.
She's here.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Mrs. Simpson.
After 55 years, a letter from David Dowling. Isn't that a kick in the pants?
Let me take your coat. My name is Kate McCardle, and this is Allie Lowell.
Oh, yes, I'm glad to meet you. And just when life was getting a little ordinary.
Some tea?
Oh, thanks, if it's made. Oh, thank you. Oh, so this is where David Dowling lived. Where did you find the letter?
It was in a safe over the fireplace. We had to dig it out.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope it's worth all the trouble. Let's see.
Would you like us to leave so that you can be alone to read it?
Oh, no, no.
Good.
Well, it's all about the Biltmore. We were supposed to meet at the Biltmore after my mother took me... He was there. He saw me. Oh, poor guy. Oh, poor David.
Poor David, you're the one he left standing in the hotel.
Oh, yes, yes, and was I relieved? I was there to tell him that I was engaged to Robert.
To Robert?
Yes, my husband. He died last year. My parents wanted me to marry their best friend's son, and that's what I did.
Did you love him?
That took time. Oh, you should have seen David. He looked like Douglas Fairbanks, a senior, a Mary Pickford's husband. Oh, you're too young.
Oh, no, we've seen their silent movies.
Oh, well, then you know. David was Douglas Fairbanks, and I was Mary Pickford. I wonder whatever happened to David Dowling. I never did see him again.
Oh, David Dowling is probably out there somewhere thinking of you, wondering if you're thinking of him. Just wandering around, saying your name over and over. Lottie. Lottie.
I have a feeling you're gonna see him again.
It's shorter, Mom. They're supposed to be above the ankles this year.
The way you're growing, they'll be above your ankles next week.
I should be a spy. I should be in the FBI. I went to the City College Club today.
Why?
I found David Dowling. After the stock market crash, he went back to college and got a business degree.
Well, that's locking the barn door after the horse gets out.
He's living in a nursing home. Guess where? On the corner. No, in Brooklyn. I talked to him. Are you ready?
Ready.
He never married.
Isn't that a kick in the pants?
I'll get you a coat.
It's still boring.
The nurse said he was usually at the card table at this time of day.
Kate, there.
Douglas Fairbanks?
After 55 years, even Douglas Fairbanks doesn't look like Douglas Fairbanks.
Okay. Mr. Dowling?
Mr. Dowling, Mr. Dowling. All I hear is Mr. Dowling.
I'm Kate McCardle. I spoke to you on the phone earlier.
Yes?
Hello. Kate, he doesn't remember the phone call. How is he going to remember 55 years of it?
I hear you.
Hi.
My hearing's like new. My memory, you're right, is a different story. I don't remember yesterday because I was here yesterday. That I remember long ago because I was happy long ago.
Well, we're here to talk to you about long ago.
God bless you.
Lottie Jones.
Lottie Jones, yes.
The Biltmore Hotel.
The Biltmore Hotel, yes.
You were supposed to meet her there.
Yes, yes.
You wrote her a letter. But you never mailed it.
Yes, yes.
Well, sir, we found that letter, and we gave it to Lottie Jones, and she wants to see you.
You don't say.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, I'm David Dowling.
Who are you?
Resnick, the girl, the letter. I saw a movie like that once.
Mr. Dowling?
Yes?
He's still tall.
Broad shoulders.
Well, he was always very athletic.
Too dim?
He never was an intellectual.
No, no, the lights, are they too dim?
I don't know. Let's see. Lottie, you sit right there. Let me take a look. What do you think?
There. I hope somebody does this for me real soon.
trust me. His mustache must be gray by now.
Silver gray.
Yes.
Oh, and he's cute and funny and very distinguished.
Why is it that men get distinguished and women just get old?
Are you kidding? You look fantastic. You're gonna knock him out.
He couldn't wait to see you.
Oh, and he flirts. He flirted with me. Best flirt I've had in months. I guarantee it. He's gonna fall for you all over.
Oh!
Allie.
I'm more nervous than she is. Hello? He's not coming.
Mr. Dowling.
Yes?
Mr. Resnick, please. Mr. Dowling, I am not going to let you stand her up all over again.
Stand her up? Listen, I've been thinking. Now, you said that she was waiting at the Biltmore to tell me that she was going to marry another guy. Well, I'm not going to set myself up for another brush-off.
This time, there is nobody else.
What about her parents? They never liked me.
They're dead.
Don't jump to conclusions. That's a tough family.
Mr. Dowling, Lottie is waiting for you right now at our apartment, your old apartment.
The times I tried to get her to come up to that apartment. I tried everything, etchings, tropical fish.
Ever try Rudy Valley Records?
No.
Never failed. Every time I bought a new Rudy Valley, Estelle would be in the apartment. Of course, by that time, we were already married.
Mr. Dowling, I guarantee you that if you come this time, she'll be yours alone. There is nobody else.
Lottie, what are you doing?
Oh, Allie, he's not coming. I can't wait.
No, no, no. It takes time to get in from Brooklyn. Wait, I have a present for you. I was going to wait until David got here, but I think you should have it now. Here.
What is this?
I found it in the safe with the letter.
It's not mine.
No, it's mine, Kate's, or somebody's. Here, have some wine.
Well, don't worry. After 54 years of marriage, my pride isn't all that easily hurt.
54 years. Nowadays, you're lucky if your marriage lasts as long as your first roll of dental floss.
Maybe the old arranged marriage was the best way. The new way certainly isn't working any better, is it? Maybe love is too important to be left to young lovers.
What about old lovers?
David?
Lottie. And there you are again. Have you had a good life?
As a matter of fact, I have. And you?
No complaints.
If you don't mind, I think that we should go somewhere and be alone.
Absolutely.
Please.
We'll be back.
There was a treasure in that safe after all.
Here.
Her handkerchief.
It's not hers.
Where do you think they went?
Well, the Biltmore's a bank now.
Did you see that look in their eyes?
Yeah. It was as if they were looking past the lined faces and the graying hair into their youth. That's them.
I came back to thank you. I just took Lottie home. This is one of the most wonderful nights of my life.
Hello?
This is Lottie. I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, Lottie, no thanks necessary.
David brought me home.
I know. He just came in.
It's good to know that he's still the same dope that he was 55 years ago.
That's lovely.
Does she want to talk to David?
No, I don't think so. Why don't you get upstairs on the extension? David, why don't you make yourself comfortable if you'll excuse me for a minute?
Oh, take your time. I'd like to look around the old place. Seen a many an old memory, you know?
Katie, you on?
Yeah. I suppose I half suspected that I'd fall head over heels, as I did when I was 18, but thank God we got a little wiser.
You didn't hit it off, huh?
Kate, David tried to take me back to the nursing home to play Rudy Valley records.
You're kidding.
But I did have fun meeting you two, and I'd like you to come to tea sometime.
Oh, we'd like that. Bye.
Katie, you on?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? How are we going to tell David? Who knows if he can take the shock?
I don't know. She's given him the brush off again, and I promise she wouldn't.
He doesn't have to know a thing. You can come down here and let him down slowly and gently.
Okay, and if that doesn't work, you'll go out with him.
I can't deal with this.
Allie!
Oh, there you are.
I got caught in a coat.
Well, how does it feel to see the old place again?
Oh, well, you know, the memory plays tricks on you. For the life of me, I remember that couch was over there.
Probably a different color, too.
Have a seat. Well, Mr. Dowling, 55 years is a very long time. Yeah. People change. Things change.
Sometimes things change completely. But it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
You know what they say, here today, gone tomorrow.
That's very interesting. But could you two do me a favor?
Anything.
Well, Lottie is a lovely lady. Now, don't get me wrong, she's a Lulu. But no sparks.
No sparks.
Now, I'm not good at this, but if you could, well, let her down gently for me. You know, I don't want to hurt her.
Don't worry about a thing.
No problem.
Listen, I want to show you something. I don't want you to think that I'm too much of a Don Juan, but this is the one I really liked. Mildred Baxter. That was taken at Bear Mountain in 1932. You think you could find her for me?
Baxter, Mildred, we're going to work on that.
You're giving me a call, huh?
Oh, Mildred, yes, sure. Bye. That is the saddest movie I ever saw.
I can't believe I cry every time I see it.
Me too.
Hollywood perpetrated a terrible fraud on the 20th century.
Movies are just fairy tales for grown-ups.
That drivel has caused pain and suffering to the millions of people like us who believe that love is really like that.
Right.
It's not like that.
Nope.
That's why the divorce rate is so high. Because we believe that garbage.
Right.
Pass the tissues.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing, then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.